some smell it?
Yes.
Of course.
This is great, folks. I wish you could smell through the radio here, but oh wow.
Yeah, and so and some of the more unusual ones, like this one is ginger grass.
Okay, ginger grass, folks. So that's something very wild kind of smelling.
It's a ginger grass essential oil. So some of these are fragranced with high-end fragrance oils. Other ones are essential oils. And some of them are completely unscented, such as just this goat milk. And if you smell this one, you'll see that it just has a really nice...
Yeah, this one...
soapy smell, which is like nothing really.
Right.
But this ginger grass has just come off the curing rack, and it's one of my favorites. So this one we were talking at the break.
I know. Horsetail, people. I don't know what the heck. What is horsetail? Is it actually from a horsetail?
No, it's a horsetail botanical.
Okay.
So every single botanical additive that is in my soap, it has skin-loving properties.
Mm-hmm.
And so... although I'm not legally allowed to say, make claims about, oh, this is going to do this to your skin,
right,
that to your skin, I can just tell you from personal experience, when you put skin-loving ingredients into, lotion, soaps, anything like that, you're going to, I have reaped the benefit.
Yes.
And so you smelled it and you really liked it. So it's very speckly, and it smells amazing. And it is very specially formulated, and those little speckles, as you start washing with them, they lightly exfoliate your skin, and it just feels so good. Like, it feels so, so nice. And like I said, you just don't want to stop.
Right.
But you have to stop.
I guess do people compliment you after you take a shower? They're like, oh, you smell lovely today.
I've had strangers tell me how nice I smell, and just wanting to know, why do I smell so nice? So yeah, what's really wonderful about how these soaps are formulated is that you don't actually need any kind of lotion or anything on your skin afterwards, because they are they're gentle, they're real soaps. So the soaps, that this is something that people don't know, the soaps, what we call soaps, that people get at the pharmacy or the drugstore, those aren't actually soaps.
They're not soaps.
No, they're not soaps. They're a combination of surfactants and detergents. They're called soaps. It's sort of like Kleenex.
Oh.
It's not really Kleenex. It's tissue, but we call it Kleenex.
Okay.
You know, that kind of thing. It's there's surfactants and detergents and chemicals and different kinds of things that are in there. And so the difference between buying that type of commercial soap or detergent, and this kind of soap, is that this is real soap. This is made in a way that's been formulated for about the past century or so.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to that, soap used to be made with wood ash. It's a very long, arduous process, and they didn't really know exactly how sort of irritating it was going to be to the skin, because lye is very irritating to the skin.
Mm-hmm.
So once you use lye, it actually there's no lye left in any of these soaps because of the way it's formulated. So lye is necessary to make that sort of that chemistry, that chemical reaction between the oils and the lye, so that it actually turn into soap.
Mm-hmm.
But there's none of it that's left in the product after. So what you have is pure soap.
Wow.
Yeah, afterwards. So you don't have anything else except for anything that I add to it, such as the horsetail, or in this instance, it's French pink clay and lavender. Anything that I add to it, and it's just the oils that have been transformed into soap, and that really is it. It's the essential oils or a little bit of color that I put in there, and that's it.
Yeah, and I noticed there's other soaps that have really nice swirls that you've gotten over there. Yeah,
So this one here, these are a specialty line. This is part of the luxury line as well.
And it says buffalo on them.
And buffalo is representative of the buffalo milk.
Mm.
So I have different kinds of milk. There's one around here somewhere that is a buttermilk soap. That's this one here. This is in the rustic line.
Yes.
So this is a buttermilk soap. And then I have the goat milk soap. And I have coconut milk soaps. There's coconut milk in a lot of these soaps. Even if I put goat milk, I might put a little bit of coconut milk sometimes too.
Okay, what's the difference with buffalo milk?
So buffalo milk is extremely luxurious. It's very, difficult to describe exactly how it feels on the skin, other than it just feels incredibly silky and cleansing. And it's, there's no word other than just saying luxurious, because that's what it feels like. It's a wonderfully skin loving milk. And in terms of drinking milk, some people might know that buffalo milk is much closer in terms of proteins, the way that we digest it, as is goat milk, but we're not drinking or eating any of these, so we don't have to worry about that. And then here is a honey soap, and again, made in two different designs. So you've got the honey soap here, which is
nice.
A masculine bar. So if he wants honey, he can have that. And so if you want
to. Yes, I could. Nice. Yeah, I could smell a little bit of honey in there, yeah.
And more of the squirrels, which is this. This is avocado and papaya.
Oh, yes, yes. This one's very sweet smelling one. And I love the she's got some gold in there. So, yeah. So what is that? Just kind of like a gold flakes or something? Or
That's a little bit of gold mica. Uh-huh. So any of the mica colors that I use are all sustainably sourced. And so there's no like cruelty or anything like in any of the products that are used.
Yeah.
Some of them have palm oil in them. It's sustainably sourced. Which is these ones, which are, that I showed earlier, which these ones are 100% palm oil. And it's very, I use them in the sense that I don't want to put them in all of my soaps because they are a resource that we don't want to overuse.
Right, yes.
And so if I do put them in soaps, it's in just some soaps or smaller amounts, or like these ones are at sort of the higher end. So if you want to pay for that luxury item, then that way we're not sort of, you know, abusing that.
Yes, and we will talk about how much they cost after this song. And I have some friends in a band called Bong Chow, and they have a song called Ride the Buffalo, since we're talking about that buffalo milk. All right, I'm doing more smelling here. So that was Ride the Buffalo by Bong Chow. Oh, those guys are so groovy. I love them. Okay, so we're going to talk about more soaps because I have some friends that might have some issues with their skin. And Valerie was saying, yes, natural is the best way to go if you have skin issues. So tell me about some of your bars that can help out.
Yeah, absolutely. So because there's very few ingredients in here and there's no detergents or surfactants in these soaps, they're right off the bat going to be much better for your skin.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, even leaving the soap on your skin is actually what I found it can be really beneficial. You know how you're supposed to sing the happy birthday song when you're washing your hands so
right.
that the soap actually has a chance to get to the bacteria and so forth. Well, with these soaps, I have not had any issue with anyone with leaving the soap on because then the botanicals inside the soap and the oils and so forth actually have an opportunity to actually benefit the skin.
Mm.
So it's not just sort of like you just rush in, wash your hands and run like you usually do with like commercial detergent soaps. But there's very, I try not to overscent the soaps
mm-hmm.
because I just, to me, it's like oversalting a soup.
Right.
You know, you don't want it to overtake because a lot of the commercial soaps, that's one of their greatest selling aspects is that they just smell really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I think these soaps smell really nice as well. So they're formulated in a way that most people are not going to have sensitivities to them. So these ones are formulated especially for people with eczema. And I know people with eczema, and I wanted to create something for them. So these are exactly the same formulas, except for this one has buttermilk and turmeric,
mm-hmm.
and this one does not. So it's just a preferential thing. Some people might not like the buttermilk and or the color of it, but they can still have this creamy, beautiful soap. And other people, they just want something that works, so they don't mind what color it is or what. But they're exactly the same formula, but they're just a little bit different so that more people will, you know, likely benefit from it.
Mm-hmm.
There's these two different versions of the calamine soap.
Yes.
Again, there's this luxury version, which just has a few other sort of extra benefits and botanicals and different oils in it.
Yes, and the calamine is a pinky color. Yes.
Yeah, it's a pinky color because it's made with iron oxide and zinc oxide, and that's what makes up the calamine powder.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's real calamine powder, and all of my soaps have a lot of the actual additives in there, so I'm not skimpy on them. You'll notice from it some of the most of the bars when you lather with them,
mm-hmm.
Whatever lather is coming up, it's going to have a little bit of a hue to it.
Ah.
And the reason is because there's so much of whatever it is that I've put in there, whether it's this one, which is the avocado,
mm-hmm.
this is the rustic line, this is a beautiful green tinge
yes.
to it. It's like, and when it's like inside the lather, when you're lathering with it, just seems like sea foam.
Mm.
It's just so nice. You can go
yes,
ahead and
smell this one.
That one.
Mm-hmm.
And that one's actually unscented.
Nice. Right. And so it's just a light.
Natural.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they do tend to have a scent, even if they're not scented. This one is Heavenly Bar. This is a Castile bar, which means 100% extra virgin olive oil.
Oh.
But it has so many beautiful additives in it, and it has a blend of different essential oils, including frankincense,
mm-hmm.
which is a very heavenly, beautiful scent, and it's a very beautiful luxury bar
mm-hmm.
that comes in two different shapes because some people, like I have very tiny hands,
mm-hmm.
that big bar for me
right.
is a little bit difficult to handle.
Yes.
So I like the smaller bar.
Yes.
So I tend to sort of, with my soaps, you might have noticed, I have a lot of variation
mm-hmm.
for people just to be able to access and to be able to like their experience and really even love their experience. Because that, for me, is everything. If you're loving your showering, bathing experience
mm-hmm.
and you're walking out feeling amazing and even for those 30 minutes, whatever it is, that you're just having a beautiful life experience,
mm-hmm.
then I've done my job.
Yes. All right, you got the next one here. Nice creamy with some pinky and green tones in here with it's like a yellow kind of bar. Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't actually, I don't think I've named with this one yet. This is just coming off the carrying rack just now, but
mm-hmm.
it's just a beautiful feminine pinky garden spring summer bar that just
it totally smells like summer.
Smells
yeah.
like summer.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is the cucumber bar.
Yeah. So she splashes up cucumbers and boom, you got some soap.
Yeah. So it has real cucumber in there, and it also has cucumber peel in there, like cucumber peel extract in here. And also I threw in aloe vera as well as aloe vera gel, aloe vera extract. I mean, this one is loaded with skin calming, skin loving ingredients. So this is just coming off the curing rack as well. It's not ready to use yet, so it's a little bit creamy, but once it's finished, it's going to be amazing. And yeah.
Yeah, and then should we talk about pricing now? Because people are wondering, like, how much does this cost? Because,
right.
You know, usually, you know, homemade stuff, they're usually more expensive. So, but like I said, it's worth it because you got all the love in there. And yes, tell me about all the different prices for different shapes and sizes you got.
Mm-hmm. So the prices really vary quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is because there's a lot of ingredient in the soaps, a lot of the additives that I put in, and they're the premium quality. So I've sourced out the best quality because I really want people to get what they're paying for.
Mm-hmm.
And also because they're handmade,
yes,
in small batches, they are going to cost more.
Mm-hmm.
But for instance, if we start at the lower range, this is a basic hand soap.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a body soap. You can use it with your body as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so this soap is comes in at about $10. And this one actually has a beautiful copious lather. You can give it a little smell there.
Oh yeah, this smells like soap.
Yeah.
Because
this is a hand soap. So these are all very specifically, very specially formulated.
Mm-hmm.
So those ones are a starting point. And so that's...
I like this one.
That's lemon verbena.
Mm.
And then this one, also another choice for hand soap.
This one's so for me, but I like that the other one better.
So this one is strawberry.
A strawberry, okay.
And so these ones are sort of to get people really using natural soap.
Mm-hmm.
And just giving their skin the love that it deserves. Like we put, hopefully, you know, the best food that we can inside our bodies, because we know that those cells
mm-hmm.
need that fuel. They can't survive off of just toxic stuff. And so our skin also wants beautiful things that are really healthy and good.
Oh, yes.
And so it's important to have soaps that are accessible for people.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can also then see the variety of different soaps that they want to try for themselves or for others. And they're formulated in a way that they have the least amount of water. And so they will last longer.
Mm-hmm.
And so I formulated them in a way to make sure that sometimes handmade soaps have a reputation of just turning to mush. And the reason is because they're just loaded with water.
Right, yes.
Because sometimes, not always, but sometimes the soaps are made very quickly for mm-hmm. the market, for the farmer's market, whatever. And some soaps can have a bad reputation. And
yes,
not all of them, 'cause there's a lot of
notice that. Yeah, like they will they'll just quickly, like it'll just dissolve quickly. I was like, oh my gosh, I just bought that soap and I only used it like a couple of times, and I was like, oh, it's already gone.
Yeah, so all of these soaps are formulated in a way to last longer.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, I really believe that we're in a time right now where people no longer get what they're paying for.
Mm.
Right? It's like you're paying for things that aren't, like, you're paying a lot of money for things.
Right.
But you're not actually getting the value.
Yes.
It's not the get what you pay for thing doesn't actually apply anymore to so many different things. And I personally don't like being treated that way from a company that you trust, that you want to, you know, that you're really investing in them,
right,
in their company and so forth. And it's exchange.
Yes.
It's a reciprocity as far as I see it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want people to be happy in their life,
yeah,
right? Life is short. I want people to be happy. And so I formulated all these soaps in a way that that I feel that they're going to get the most out of this particular soap. And so far, people have been very, very happy with all of the soaps.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, there are soaps that are on the higher end and much higher end, just because some people, they want that. And there are people who will pay, you know, like $60, $100, so forth on creams that don't even work.
Right,
because
yes.
Because it's like, oh, if it's a cream, a lotion, a potion, uh-huh, it might work. And they don't, right? And so these soaps, I will give you some samples when we're done.
Woo-hoo!
right? Like, and you will see for yourself that they are a beautiful experience, not only on the inside, but also outside on the skin.
Excellent. Okay, so you said starting out price point for the hand soaps?
Yeah, these are at the $10
range. $10 mark? Okay, yeah. And then they start to go up to...
They do start to go up. They're like, for instance, this shampoo bar.
Yes.
Again, rock hard because it's made to last. This is at the $15 range.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful. It's got peppermint and tea tree, and it's just so beautiful for your skin. The lather that comes up on your hair is
Yeah, I don't know too many people that use soap shampoo bars, but I guess maybe some people that are in campers or something like that, maybe they use them. But
yeah, this is actually a camping shampoo bar.
Right, yeah.
So that might have reminded you a little bit of color.
So do they use it just for shampoo, or they can use it for their body too? Or
you can completely use this for your body as well.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
There's other formulas that I'm working on right now that is just...
All in one or no?
They're more for your hair. Okay, because they have certain hair-loving botanicals that I'm putting in there. They're specific for your hair, and you can totally use them on your body. There's no problem with that, but you want to probably save those ones for your hair.
Right.
And so so that one's at the 15, and so and so a lot of the soaps are going to go up to about $20.
$20, yeah.
You know, most of the soaps, and some of them are also a little bit higher.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, this one here we've got here, this is like a wedding
soap. Yes.
So this is like your bridesmaids.
Oh,
soaps.
I love that.
And it is formulated in a way that just as it has, it's a very luxurious soap based on like what's in it, how it was formulated, all that sort of thing. And then you've got the two partners. You can have one sparkly one and one not so sparkly one.
Mm.
And these ones, if you want to smell them.
Yes.
This one's ruby grapefruit.
Mm.
So I thought ruby grapefruit was a good one because it's a nice sort of unisex kind of a scent that is really about, you know, waking you up and getting you ready for that day.
Yes.
So I didn't want to go too far in terms of, you know, what people might want to wear that day. And actually, I'm completely open to people contacting me, and if they want something special made for their wedding and they want certain special scents or essential oils or colors or whatever,
yes,
I'm completely open to doing that.
Right, they can match with their whatever wedding day color is, right?
Yeah, so something special they want for their partner, they want something special made for their bridal party.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay, so if people want to order them from you, how can they get a hold of you?
So right now, I'm actually getting my website designed because building just the right kind of e-commerce site actually takes a lot of work, and I want it to be just right, and I want it to be very user friendly. So that's in the works right now. But if people wanted to get a touch with me right away, they can just email my easiest email, I suppose, is my SFU email.
Yes.
But I'll provide both my emails in case my SFU, because once I'm no longer part of SFU, I might not be working anymore.
Oh.
So it's the easiest to remember, though. It's VMA5 at SFU.ca. So that's V like Valerie, M for mother, A for apple, 5 like the digit 5 at SFU, like for Simon Fraser University.ca. So that's VMA5. At sfu.ca. And then my longer email address is just simply valeriemalla@hotmail.com. So it's VALEREIEM for mother, ALLA@hotmail.com. So you might have to sort of rewind that to get that.
No worries. Okay, we're going to play one more song here, and then we're going to say our goodbyes. So we're going to get to the song called Traveler by Sandy Schofield. We had this Guayo singers on our last show. So this is just one of their songs from there's three in the group for the Squayo Singers, and one of them couldn't make it. So this one's the one that couldn't make it. Here's Sandy Schofield, The Traveler.
Sure, so from the places where
All right. So I want to thank Valerie for coming to the Wham Bam East Fan Show. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us. The next show that I have is every Thursdays at 7 p.m., and we have a metal band coming to join us, Warborn, folks, Warborn. And so it's going to get pretty loud Thursday night at 7 p.m. And, you want to do a shout-out, Valerie?
Oh, shout-out to my hometown. Mm-hmm. So I was born in a small northern town in B.C. called Quesnel.
Yes.
But I moved down here with my family when I was 10, so I've been down here ever since. I'm in New West now. So shout out to New West.
Well, thank you so much for coming to the Wham Bam East Fan Show. Wham Bam!
East Fan.
Yeah, baby. All right. Here's Nat King Cole with Love. Catch y'all next time. Bye!
L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore can love. Is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you.
You're listening to CKNW.